Hello once again, and welcome to Inspiration Sounds. I'm Boots Mudra, and you're listening to episode 45. This week, two stories once again by Sri Chinmoy. One about a Muslim king, and the other about Yudhishthira, another of the Pandava brothers who feature very, very prominently, of course, in that great Indian epic, the Mahabharata. So sit back and relax. Put your feet up as always, put those headphones on, listen intently, for this is Inspiration Sounds, and more stories from the heart of the world. Yudhishthira's Worst Enemy, written by Sri Chinmoy, dramatized by Budsamudra Knox. After the battle of Kurukshetra was over, one day Yudhishthira said to Krishna, "Krishna, we Pandavas have won. Needless to say, it is all your grace. Otherwise, we could never have won. But you know, Krishna, in spite of our victory, something is bothering me. Do you know what it is? I have no peace of mind. Now that we have defeated the Kauravas, we are supposed to be very happy. But how can I be happy when I have no peace of mind? Why is this so? Why is it that I cannot be happy and peaceful?" "Yudhishthira, O king, how can you be happy when your worst enemy is still alive?" said Krishna.
"Oh, my worst enemy is still alive? Who is he? How is it that I do not know anything about him? Please tell me, Krishna, where is my worst enemy?"
"Your worst enemy is not elsewhere. It is inside you. You have been feeding and nurturing that worst enemy for a long, long time. Unless and until you have conquered that enemy, no matter what you achieve, no matter what you do for yourself or for mankind, you can never have happiness."
"Oh, Krishna, for God's sake, tell me who my worst enemy is. Stop your philosophy and now illumine me, please."
Krishna, with a loving heart and a smiling face, embraced Yudhishthira and said, "O Yudhishthira, you are by far the best, not only among the Pandavas, but among all mortals, all human beings. Yet one enemy of yours, which is nothing short of weakness, is most destructive. And that weakness enemy of yours is your unfortunate pride. Conquer the iota of pride that you have. Then happiness will flow into your mind and peace will smilingly settle down inside the very depths of your heart." Yudhishthira said, "Oh, your wisdom blessing is my mind's happiness and my heart's peace. Krishna, my Krishna." Justice in King Jayasudhan's Kingdom, written by Sri Chinmoy, dramatized by Budsamudra Knox. There was once a great Muslim king named Jayasudhan, who also loved archery. As a king he was great, as an archer he was good. One day, while he was hunting, he accidentally sent an arrow through the chest of a little child who was crawling in the bushes. It was the only child of a widow who had brought him with her while she was praying and meditating in the forest. The archer king was aiming at a deer, but instead of striking the deer, his arrow entered into the little child. The boy was crying most pathetically, and the mother was hysterical. The mother went to the magistrate of her district to make complaints against the archer, in spite of knowing that he was the king. She felt that there should be some justice. At first, the Muslim magistrate was hesitant.
"How can I punish the king? How?
But perhaps... No.
I shall do my duty." So he summoned the king to court, addressing the summons to the archer Jiasuddin, not to the king Jiasuddin. On the appointed day, the king appeared in court. On other days, he would have saluted the king, but it was customary that the judge did not salute anyone summoned to appear in court. So the judge did not salute the king. He remained seated on his bench, and the king stood where convicts are asked to stand. The magistrate said, "Do you know that you are going to be convicted?" The king replied, "Yes." "Then this is my punishment. You have to beg pardon of the mother of this poor child, and also you have to pay everything that the child needs for his recovery." The king immediately agreed. "I will do it. I will." Right away he went to the mother, who was in the court, and begged her pardon. Then he gave her the money necessary for her child's recovery. The king was then released. As soon as the king was released, the magistrate came down from his bench and bowed to the king, saying, "You are the king, and I am just an ordinary magistrate. It was you who appointed me, and inwardly I shall be grateful to you for eternity. But here justice was playing its role." "I am so glad that you are just. I want everyone in my kingdom to be as just as you. Had you not summoned me or taken any notice of the woman's complaint, or had you just called me to court and said, 'He is the king, so what can I do?' I would have waited for a few days, and then I would have come and punished you for the lack of justice in your district. This sword I would have utilized to punish you if you had not done your duty." The magistrate pulled out a cane from under his long gown and said, "If you had not come, or if you had not obeyed my order to pay for the child's recovery and also beg pardon from the mother, I would have punished you with this stick." The king smiled broadly at the magistrate and embraced him. "You deserve my embrace," he said. "You deserve my fondest embrace." This has been episode 45 of Inspiration Sounds, stories from the heart of the world. Now, don't forget you can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes and on other podcast sites to save you the hassle of having to manually go and download each of the episodes. So make use of that. It's a wonderful thing. But until next week, I must dash. I have a million things to do. But thank you so much for listening. And I hope you'll join me next week for more stories from the heart of the world. So I'm Budsamudra, as always, wishing you a great week. Bye-bye.